We are conducting a survey in Georgia to help us better understand what is most important to people across some topics. Your participation is very important to the success of this research. When thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm not sure.
And if you have to choose an option?
What are the options?
Are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm not sure until after the election. Right now, I'm satisfied.
Would you say you're very satisfied or somewhat satisfied?
Somewhat satisfied.
Okay. Thank you. When thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you? Using a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means it's not an important issue to you, and a 10 means it's a very important issue to you. Criminal justice reform?
Somewhat.
Okay, and if you have to choose a number between 0 and 10?
As far as criminal justice reform, I'd say a 5.
5, okay. What about immigration?
Immigration, I'd say 6.
6, okay. Democracy?
I'll say that's a 10.
10, okay. A student loan debt?
I would say that's an 8.
8, okay. K-12 education?
10.
10. Climate change?
10.
Inflation and the cost of living?
I would say that's a 10 also.
10, okay. Racism and discrimination?
I would say that would be an 8.
8, okay. Reproductive freedom?
Say that again.
Reproductive freedom?
I believe that's a 10.
10, okay. Voting rights?
10.
Jobs and wages?
I would say as an 8.
8, okay. Abortion rights?
10.
Healthcare?
Say that again.
Healthcare?
I believe that's a 9.
Okay. Crime and violence?
8.
8. Thank you. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November elections on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you are extremely likely to vote?
10.
10, thank you. May I ask, what is your race?
Asian white.
Okay, thank you. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Male.
Male, thank you. What is the year of your birth?
74.
74, thank you. And what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest level degree you have received?
2 years, college.
Okay. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your boat has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means your boat has no power at all, and a 10 means that your boat has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
I'd say a 6.
6? Okay. And how much power do you feel the Black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the Black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means the Black community has no power at all, and a 10 means that the Black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter on their community.
Say 8.
8, okay, thank you. Now, please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. The first person is Andrew Dickens.
No opinion.
Okay. Brad Raffensperger.
Oh, I would say 8.
8, okay. J.D. Vance?
1.
1. Brian Kemp?
Say about 5.
5. Raphael Warnock?
I would say 8.
8. Tim Wolf?
No opinion.
And John Asaf?
I would say 9.
9, okay. Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, Donald Trump, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, or Jill Stein?
Harris.
Harris, okay, thank you. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Democratic candidate.
Okay, thank you. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Say that one more time.
For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
2020 of Biden.
Biden, okay. Thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse? Worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
Better.
Better or much better?
Just better.
Better, okay, thank you. Some people say that not matter who people vote for, it won't make a difference to what happens. Others say that who people vote for can make a big difference to what happens. In your mind, does voting make no difference, a small difference, a moderate difference, or a big difference?
Big difference.
Okay. Now, we have a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country, from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that the person or event certainly prevented progress. A 5 means you are not sure. And a 0 means you believe that the person or event certainly did not prevent progress. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. The first option is COVID-19 recovery.
You're saying that as far as COVID, it made no difference, or?
Between 0 and 10. 0 means that you believe that certainly that event did not prevent progress. A 5 means you're not sure. And a 10 means that you believe that that event certainly prevented progress.
Okay. COVID, 0.
0, okay. Democrats in the Georgia General Assembly?
Repeat that one more time.
Democrats in the Georgia General Assembly?
I believe that made a difference.
Okay, and between 0 and 10?
Eight.
Eight, okay. Vice President Harris?
Eight.
Eight, okay. Democrats in the U.S. Congress?
Nine.
Nine, okay. Black voters?
Eight.
Eight. And your local mayor?
I'm not even sure, so I would say five.
Okay. Thank you. Now, we have a list of some policies, developments, and statements that have an impact on many black people's lives. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each one would motivate you or people in your network to vote, from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it would strongly motivate you to vote, a 5 means you are not sure, and a 0 means the policy would not motivate you to vote at all. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. The first statement says, because we protested together, this administration has banned no-knock warrants and chokeholds and mandated body cameras for all officers. When state prosecutors fail, federal hate crimes laws were used to commit the murders of Ahmaud Arbery and Breonna Taylor.
Five.
Five, okay. The next one says, because we voted in March, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau took a significant step to protect consumers by reducing credit card late fees from $32 to $8. This change is expected to save consumers a substantial $10 billion annually, demonstrating that Bureau's commitment to easing financial burdens and promoting fair credit practice.
I'm not sure. Can you repeat that one more time?
Sure, of course. Because we voted in March, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau took a significant step to protect consumers by reducing credit card late fees from $32 to $8. This change is expected to save consumers a substantial $10 billion annually, demonstrating the Bureau's commitment to easing financial burdens and promoting fairer credit practice.
I would say 7.
7, okay, thank you. The next one says, because we demanded funds for HBCUs, the American Rescue Plan invested over $2.7 billion in historically black colleges and universities, the largest ever. Over $260 million went to 8 Georgia schools, with half required for direct student financial relief to grant debt discharge and other aid.
Go 6.
Okay. The next one says, because we voted, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau announced a major initiative to remove medical debt from credit reports for over 15 million Americans. This policy change is projected to boost credit score by an average of 20 points, providing significant financial relief and improving access to credit for millions of individuals.
8.
8, okay. And the next one says, black voters should recognize the progress that has been made towards the collective black power. While there's still much work to be done, patient with each other and is essential as we continue the path to future progress.
Yeah. Repeat one more time.
Of course, no problem. Black voters should recognize the progress that has been made toward collective black power. While there is still much work to be done, patience with each other is essential as we continue the path to future progress.
8.
8, okay, thank you. And thank you for your responses so far. Now I'm going to ask you some of the questions again. Sometimes people change their minds, and that's perfectly okay. Please answer based on how you feel right now. The first question says, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
6.
6, okay. And how much power do you feel that the Black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount
8.
Of power. 8? Okay.
8.
Thank you. And as you may know, there will be an election for President, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10? Where 0 means you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you are extremely likely to vote.
10.
10, thank you. And thinking back to the last 4 years, could you say that your life has gotten much worse? Worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
Better.
Better, okay. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
Registered to vote.
Thank you. And when did you register to vote at your current address?
Yes.
Okay, and when did you register to vote at your current address? Within the last month, 1 to 3 months ago, 3 to 6 months ago, 6 months to a year ago?
I'd say maybe 6 months ago.
6 months ago. 3 to 6 months or 6 months to a year ago?
3 to 6 months.
Okay. Thank you. And how did you register to vote? By mail, in person, at the government office, in a voter registration drive or event, automatically, through motor voter laws or other automatic registration processes, or through a political party or organization?
When I registered my driver's license.
Okay. So was automatically through motor voters laws?
It was automatically.
Okay, thank you. Do you consider yourself 1, heterosexual or straight, 2, lesbian or gay, 3, bisexual, or 4, something else?
Straight.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Married, thank you. Are you the parent or guardian of any children or under age 18?
Yes.
Okay. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
No? Okay. And politics today, did you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Independent.
Independent, okay. And do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
Democratic.
Democrat, okay. And how would you describe your employment status?
Full-time.
Full-time. Thank you. The last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimated is fine.
Let's see. $75,000.
Okay. Well, that concludes our survey for today. Thank you so much for your participation. I really appreciate your time.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.